This program contains explicit and coarse street language. It's not intended for children's viewing. Parental guidance is advised.
To a seafood restaurant in Galveston, you might think you're eating Gulf shrimp, but probably not.
Researchers contracted to test the shrimp served at restaurants in Galveston and Kima found out what customers are eating is more likely to be imported from out of the country than caught in the Gulf.
Galveston shrimping industry has been sinking for years. Shrimpers say the competition from cheaper, farm-raised, imported shrimp has driven down the price per pound of Gulf shrimp so much they're losing money each time they put gas in their boats.
There used to be 300 boats. I think now there's 7.
Hey, I saw it on TikTok. It is a shrimp sushi bake.
Oh.
And the version I saw, you make it in this cupcake tin. Here's
Mayod was belovedly known as the craw by his local surf community because his arms naturally arched inward like a crawfish.
Trump's acting role as Atlantis in this fourth industrial revolution, where the robots, algorithms, and drones take the economy over, pay each other with crypto, and the sheep go inside the metaverse. And remember, the crypto teacher told you.
It's a drive.
Enter the shrimp bar.
Your transistor radio. Take it to the head, you see she got rosy colors flashing astro pop red.
Coming to you live on tape from Gary's Closet in Manitoba, you're listening to ShrimpFarm.crypto. My name's Electric John.
And I'm Bobby Peru.
Oh no, Bobby Peru going to sniffing around in the seafood store.
Definitely. I've been in there and I've been checking out the milkfish again.
It's too bad, David Lynch. We're going to get into that a little later on. You're listening to CKW, of course, 95.9 on the FM dial. And Shrimp Farm has a great classic. It's already a contemporary classic, this episode. It hasn't even happened yet. It's going down like Springsteen, Eastwood.
You're listening to something that's happening live that is going to be looked at as one of the legacy products of CKUW in 15 to 30 years.
Amazing. Incredible. Enjoy it. It's coming up. You know what? Why don't we get to this right now? Now, this came out. This is actually came out at the end of last year, but it's the 30th anniversary of one of the best rock and roll collection of songs ever recorded. Frank Black, Teenager of the Year.
Oh, lovely.
And they've all been remastered. And you know what? We're going to open up with two of them back to back because this record is that good. If these kids don't know about Frank Black, they're going to have to learn
about Frank Black.
Dig in. Started the Pixies as Black Francis, went solo, became Frank Black. This is his second album. We're going to start things off with I Want to Live on an Abstract Plane by Frank Black. Right here on
ShrimpFarm.crypto.
I never saw the ground.
Is going to do me good. Frank Black from Teenager of the Year. Space is going to be do me good. Before that, I Want to Live on an Abstract Plane. Those songs are sort of in the same theme.
Those songs are about moving back to the prairies. Every time I'd move from the mountains to Winnipeg or move from the sea back to Winnipeg, to the area of Winnipeg, the area you're listening to this right now on CKUW, I would play those songs because the Abstract Plane is the prairies. Space is going to do me some pretty damn good things, right, John?
Oh, sure. And space, our personal space, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I need some psychic space. I need to breathe.
Well, then you just got to get in a corner and you have to do some TM.
I refuse to live in a home without 16-foot ceilings.
Sometimes the government puts you in a home regardless if you want to live there or not.
All right, Jason. That's not... We got to... Keep none of the bug house here. We got some, well, hey, local spotlight.
We got a local spotlight. Let's do it.
What do we have? What have we got right? Here it comes, local spotlight. It can be sold
if it's bought right.
We present to you local spotlight. My wings were ripped off.
Flying a hot kite.
Ladies and gentlemen, local spotlight.
For today's local spotlight, we don't care about time. We don't have to do new artists here. We're going to talk about a local genius, John.
Genius.
He's passed away. This is a few years ago, 1984, I think, to be exact. His name is Lenny Bro. You heard of Lenny Bro?
I have heard of Lenny Bro.
Lenny Bro was...
He was a genius, apparently.
He was. He was born in Winnipeg because his father came here from Maine. He was a country singer named Lone Pine, but they gave him a show on CKY.
With his wife?
With his wife. And they would do this show at the CKY studios, and they got their little kid Lenny playing guitar, and he really took over the world. He could play all the Chet Atkins stuff, fingerstyle, magic.
But what did he change? What did he innovate, particularly on the guitar? It was harmonics, was it not?
Harmonics was a big part of it, yeah. He would outline a chord with harmonics, and he did this harp harmonic thing that was very... very new and very kind of unique to him. And people have tried to imitate it, but they've never really quite got it the way he did it. He played the guitar like a piano player, like Bill Evans. Like, okay. Very, very influenced by crazy chord voicings and all kinds of music. Listen to lots of Ravi
Shankar. Which modern guitarist would have been most influenced by those harmonic tricks?
That's a good question. I would say probably a guy like, even Stevie Ray Vaughan, if you call him a modern guitar player. Like, who is modern guitar?
What about Eddie Van Halen? Would he be tapping harmonics?
Yes, but Eddie Van Halen was doing it in a different way, and I don't think he was
using equipment. Without the equipment, Eddie has no trick.
Well, yeah, maybe, yeah, but that's to be, it's all equipment. I mean, without a guitar, Lenny Bro has no trick. So.
Maybe he's... tapping harmonics with his mind. I think Lenny Bro, maybe he's a surfing with his mind.
He was a mind surfer. One of the great things that Lenny Bro liked to do, I read in one of his articles, was he'd put Tiger Balm on his forehead and he'd let it just buzz through his head. And when he was a kid, and that would kind of give him a little bit of a psychedelic inspiration.
So he was doomed for the drug scene for a long time.
He kind of fell into it, and that's what killed him in the end. Or maybe it was his ex-wife. There's a lot of controversy about that.
Skag dealer.
His family still lives in Winnipeg. Well, Chet, his son Chet Bro, is a great guitarist himself, is still in Winnipeg. So let's
taught you some guitar, Chet Bro, once.
He did. I've met Chet Bro many times. He gave me a few lessons. An amazing guy. And let's hear a little bit of Lenny Bro right now to kick off this local spotlight right here on
shrimpfarm.crypto.
This tune is a sort of a Spanish song mixed with other feelings from other places, other times, other things.
Was Lenny Bro, Winnipeg's passed on genius that we should all be honoring. He also taught Randy Bachman the one chord that he used to write Looking Out for Number One. So next time you hear that song, remember that's a Lenny Bro chord.
Ooh.
That song was
Blue Collar.
Yeah. As we know, that song was called Other Places, Other Times, John. And before that, we heard The Claw.
The Craw.
That the Craw was in our intro samples today.
Right, and that was The Claw, right? Yeah. That's sort of one of our reference points in this program has been a claw
or
throughout
a
the history of this show.
As growing up, it was too. We used to do DeCraw,
the dance move. Yeah,
Baron von Raschke was one of our wrestling icons.
I think it's crazy then that the Libertines record a song called "The Baron's Claw."
That is crazy
because they've never seen AWA wrestling. I can guarantee you that.
No, probably not.
Yeah. You listen to ShrimpFarm.crypto, the most unique radio program in your entire area.
It is. And it's winter, and we're loving it, and we're just getting through it. This is the season of joy, right, John?
It sure is. And if you're not joyful now, you'll just jump off a building because it's so cold.
But the good news is you'll land in a snowbank.
Yeah, so far. Do not do that. Do not jump off buildings.
Of course not.
If you're feeling any sort of discouragement, just go talk to someone, deal with it, and be happy and try and do your best.
Call a friend, call a number.
We're not experts by any means, but if you're having a hard time getting through this season, like, I don't like it. I have what they call seasonal affective disorder, and I need to be in the sun right now, and I'm not. And
well, you should get yourself a lamp.
I hear that you can get a salt lamp.
Yeah. Well, there's sun lamps that actually imitate the sun. I can't remember what they're called. Soleil lamps.
What are those pink salt lamps?
Those are about just giving off a salty vibe.
Right. Because I tried to order one once, and instead I ordered a salt lick. Every cow in the neighborhood was coming by.
I put one of those salt lamps in for Christmas one year. I put it out, and everyone started swearing.
Wow,
because it created a salty vibe.
Wow, crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. All the things you learn on this radio show each and every week.
Yes, it's a Himalayan avalanche of good times and good thoughts.
Speaking of crypto market report. All right, welcome back to another crypto market report. Exciting moves each and every direction in the world of digital assets and cryptocurrency, especially in the United States of America in the last week, Jason. Huge news.
There's a new meme corn. Sorry.
I'll get to that. But first of all, let me tell you this. Friday night, there was a first. See, whenever there's a new president of the United States, right before the inauguration, they have a bunch of balls, they're called, right? And all these people, all these people that contribute money towards the inauguration, they throw these different parties. And on Friday night, they had the crypto ball in Washington. And the new head chair, who's going to be the head chair of the SEC, says the terror assault on crypto war is over. It's a new era. And Trump launched a meme coin, a shit coin, essentially called Trump coin.
Now, would the kids say that the crypto ball dropped?
The crypto ball dropped, indeed. Mm-hmm. So the next day, the Trump coin ends up tanking the market, right? He puts it out in Solana. Everybody's dumping money into Solana, chasing Trump coin, chasing it. And then the next day, his wife puts out Melania coin, and that crashes the Trump coin. And this is a true story.
That's hard to believe.
But there's a Baron coin and an Eric coin coming.
What about the Hawk 2, a girl coin?
She's in trouble. Yeah. She's in a lot of trouble. I think the whole thing about the Trump coin is this. I think it's a message. It's like a big middle finger saying, hey, your little war on crypto is over.
Yes. Yeah, that's what it is. It's kind of like his commemorative coins that he also sells on his website for $10.
Could be.
It's just like saying, hey, I'm in the market. I'll sell anything.
Could be, exactly.
If I believe in this market, you better believe it's going to go.
So there's definitely a few executive orders that involve digital assets and crypto, and hopefully the fourth industrial revolution, the Americans can finally catch up to the rest of the world and kick things off and be a leader and not,
And we're going to have Baron Trump on the program to explain some crypto.
We are never going to have Baron Trump. We'll never be able to get Baron Trump on this program.
Get? So you mean you would allow him if he wouldn't?
Of course I'd love to have Baron Trump. Anybody that without well-known would be great on our show.
I just mean he's under 21.
I'm not sure.
Is that legal?
Might be 20.
Okay.
100 foot to talk on the radio? Yeah,
anyway,
it's legal.
We're not getting them. So
see,
let's
20,
not go.
20 year olds are allowed to talk on the radio. Yeah, it's legal.
Really? Okay.
Have you ever heard of rap music?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I've heard of Spotify rap.
Oh, Jason. Next week, we'll see a crypto market report.
its head. And I thank my lucky stars that I ain't dead. I spent my whole life in the red, and I done my best to keep my family fed. But when I lay my burdens down, keep my debts out of your mind just for a while. All my troubles and my trials, they lay scattered on the trail for miles and miles. I've been paying my whole life, trying hard to find the blame for all my strife. I've been burning through my chest, and I never felt their gold around my neck. Oh, with that gold it don't shine as bright as worn out steel rail on the line. And if you ride, you might find that the faces on your change will change with time. Of the charge I made and spent my pay in honky-tonks and bars. But good times don't pay the bills, and a belly by itself does not fill. So I keep saving up my pay, waiting on a new one cloudy day. Watch all the hard times drift away, and I'll no longer be chained to their dismay. Well, the world is on its head, and I thank my lucky stars that I ain't dead. I spent my whole life in the red, and I've done my best to keep my family fed. When I lay my burdens down, keep my debts out of your mind just for a while. All my troubles and my trials, they lay scattered on the trail for miles and miles. All my troubles and my trials, they lay scattered on the trail for miles and miles.
I hear mariachi static on my radio, and the tubes they glow in the dark.
out down on Alvarado Street by the Pioneer Chicken Stand. Carmelita, hold me tighter.
Brand new sickness beat of the week.
Beat of the week.
The commies are kicked out. The commies are gone. Turn on the markets, get these taps back on. It's the roaring 20s. I need a boatload of gin and an armful of flappers. Stat. Gary. Gary's gone. Yo, Gary, where you at? You bounce like a dead cat. BlackRock's burning California down just to buy it back. Don't be fooled. The government's just a talking hairdo, a PR avatar the squares look up to. Nobody ever lets you sing the blues as long as you look good on the 6 o'clock news. Helicopters swarm the borders, taking orders, flipping quarters. Bullish as a Taurus, racing for the chorus, radiating the most magnificent of auras. AI agents do our research for us. It's less programming than suggestion. Wouldn't want to upset the balance, injure the silence. The silence is watching. The silence is watching. Waves and waves of gnarly death rays, electromagnetic forces, spooking the horses, making poor choices, tuning out the voices, psychic pollution packed in our purses. Save a little something for the second and third verses. Try and write a rap song without so many curses.
Gun sweat, sunset, smoky barrel dust.
Trapped by this ice cage, it's clear and cultured rage. It's empty streets of frozen nowhere, spilling off the stage. Kung fu shades like Johnny Cage, taking out a nest of scorpions, punishing the page with ink, smoother than a blue-tailed skink. What you think? I fought them at the roller rink, in between the arcades. Let's get into animal, heavy metal minimal. Working on the marketing, making up the mountain. Each day better than the last, but I ain't even counting. I might bogart the fountain.
Gun sweat, sunset, smoky haunted dusk, skid mark highway, yard full of rust.
In God we trust.
Gun sweat, sunset, smoky haunted dusk.
Running by Fat Dog. Before that, Jason, the beat of the week.
That was by us. And now we're going to talk about some films.
This is a very important filmmaker recently left the planet.
Yes. It's time for movie time.
Yeah.
Get your tickets, get your popcorn, get your eyeballs on. It's movie time with Jason Eastwood and Electric John. Box office, box office, box office, box office gold. We'll tell you which movies are good or not, and you better do what you're told. Movie time.
It's fucking international.
And I say, Gary, could you blow up that cabin?
And we recently lost David Lynch, the person we just heard talking about.
The late, great David Lynch.
Yes, and he was speaking of Gary's Closet, Manitoba there, and blowing up the cabins that we're no longer going to use there.
I'm not sure. It's interesting, though. I did have a short career as a blaster working up in the Yukon in a gold mine for a few years, and I would never use explosives in Gary's Closet. There's too many people around.
Well, David Lynch has other ideas, but he always had other ideas. That's what was great about him. He loved weird ideas, and that was the first filmmaker I could see a film by him and say, I don't need to make sense of that. It was more of a feeling and a surreal mood he captured.
Yeah, a couple quick things. Well, in 1990, I remember that I had started watching Twin Peaks the moment it came on. I didn't know much about it. I had seen Blue Velvet, but I didn't know much else about Lynch. I started watching Twin Peaks from the first episode. That first season was only about 9 episodes, right? And then as it ended, I went to work in a cabin in North Ontario. And that summer, late in the summer, when I came back to the city, Wild at Heart came out right before season 2 of Twin Peaks. So then I went to Wild at Heart, and it was absolutely blew my mind. But another time in 2001, I was living in Vancouver, and my friend Corby and I, we saw this poster for a band called The Beta Band. And for $20, we went to go see them at the Commodore. It's one of the best times I've ever had. Went to a weird bar after. We decided just randomly to go to a crappy bar. And Corby ran into one of his friends from art school who said that they were having a party for the Beta Band right around the corner. It was like a secret warehouse party. So we paid $10 to go into there. Their keyboard player is DJing at the party. We end up hanging out with the band. Corby's giving them nugs all night. And the next day, we went to go see Mulholland Drive. So we had these two events artistically that just blew our mind. This experience in one weekend of like Mulholland Drive. Obviously, I loved Lost Highway when it came out, but you know that weekend of seeing that band and then going to see that movie Mulholland Drive and thinking, wow, these movies are like a dream. Like they don't even have to be linear. It's just
the thing. They are like a dream. They're kind of like Lost Highways, and that's probably one of my favorites is Lost Highway. When you go to that movie, it is a dream, and plays with the linear aspect of reality, and that doesn't exist. They are paintings. They're poems. They're just...
It's an experience.
That you just get from the film that it doesn't have to be converted to words later.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be explained in a linear, logical regard. It's just and the artist is meant to have an effect, right? So there's an effect that you have from a David Lynch movie. And I think also with Lost Highway blew my mind because of the way that Balthazar Getty's character becomes Bill Pullman, like, and you know when you're I've had dreams where you're hanging out with someone and you don't realize when they've become someone else.
Yeah,
in the dream.
Yeah,
it's very bizarre. He tapped into all that stuff too, Lynch.
And then he could also do that with he did The Straight Story in 1999, which is probably now my favorite film by him. He says that's his most experimental because it was a Disney movie and it's just a story of a guy the country
on a tractor. Well,
it's an old war vet who's got a lot of problems in his past and his brother's dying and he has no car because he can't drive anymore. So he drives this trailer across America.
His tractor. Farnsworth.
Richard Farnsworth, and it was an actual farm tractor. It's based on a true story.
But the brilliance of David Lynch is it was called The Straight Story.
Yeah, he called it that because, but in the film, there's so much Lynch stuff going on. It's incredible. So that story is the basis for it, but it's very emotional. That one's a really emotional, moving film. So he could do it all, and he also taught us a lot about creativity, too. His book, Catching the Big Fish, I highly recommend.
Well, and I, you know, even though at the time I didn't enjoy it as much when I went in the theater to see Fire Walk With Me, because I already knew what happens.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when I rewatch it now, it's a brilliant movie. It's absolutely terrifying.
And, oh, yeah.
And what else, like, for the first, like, half an hour of the movie, it's a year before the Twin Peaks started, and it's with Kiefer Sutherland and Chris Isaac. Are, you know, they're in the next town over exploring that first girl who went missing, right? It was like,
that's right.
So it was amazing.
I mean, now that he's, you know, everyone's talking about David Lynch again, it's a great time to re-examine all those films. So go find David Lynch. It doesn't matter what you get, and watch it.
And we should listen maybe to some Angelo Badalamenti, who is his longtime musical collaborator.
Let's play a song by Angelo, and then let's play one of David Lynch's songs as well.
Sounds good. On Shrimp Farm.
Crypto.
The silence is watching.
Please, Pinky, you have to roll. Please, Pinky, you have to roll. Please, Pinky, you have to roll.
color was that room, John?
The pink room.
Exactly. And before that,
Firewalk with Me, Angela Badalamenti. And afterwards,
before that, we heard Pinky's Dream.
Really?
Yeah.
The late, great David Lynch.
That's right. David Lynch did the song Pinky's Dream, and Angelo Badalamenti, his confidant and composer, did The Pink Room.
David Lynch would have been a boomer.
Barry.
So here's the thing. I had some minor damage to my vehicle recently, and I was having to describe to someone where the damage was. It's a small crack on the back bumper. And I said to this person, I said, is that still what they call it? Is it maybe that's an old school name. I'm an older person. I refer to it as a bumper. And they said, oh, yeah, that's still what they call it. It's a bumper. And I thought to myself, well, how could it be a bumper? That's not much protection there. It's simply a piece of plastic. So I looked it up on the Hello Google machine, and it said that, no, that's not the bumper. The bumper is the actual thing underneath this piece of protective plastic. This is called a bumper cover or a bumper fascia. It's simply a protector for the actual sort of bumper that's underneath it. So why are we using old name descriptions to new technology? Let's call it as it is. It's a friggin' piece of plastic that covers up the bumper.
Okay, there, boomer, bumper, boom, boom,
beep,
bump.
Beep, beep, beep,
beep. Beep, beep, boom, boom, bump, bump.
Boom, beep, 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 boom.
Boom, boomer.
Boomer.
Boom, boomer, more like basher.
Barry's got a good point, though. The steel bumpers, you don't see those anymore. Big steel, except maybe on a truck.
You know, once in a while in the winter here, I'll see a car that it's been in an accident, and then one of the fender panels is gone, these new plastic vehicles.
Yeah.
And all you see is the guts of the car and, like, this little thing that holds the wiper fluid. It looks so cheap. Like, when you really take off that fender, it looks like such a...
Well, it's just cheap, a garbage and the engines are all compacted in there, so you can't change your own starter. You can't do all the things we grew up doing.
Changing your own starter?
Oh, yeah. You just get under the car and you change the starter. You have changed the fuel pump. You could do everything. Those old engines, anything pre-1980, I could do the work on.
Incredible. Well, listen, thanks for listening this week. Next week, we won't see you. You're going to hear us here on... And hey, before we go, we got to...
Here on And Hey. And next
we started with Frank Black. We're going to end with Kim Deal.
Next week on And Hey... We're going to start yelling
here
at
on the shrimp farm.
Crypto. Well, thanks for having us. Thanks for having us. Thanks for having us.
Heaven, everything is fine. In heaven, everything is fine. In heaven. Got your good thing, and I've got mine.
Since Gary didn't have the things he would have used, he came up with